Fundraising in private markets continues to grow. Last year, private equity accumulated $737 billion in investor capital. There aren't any signs of growth of slowing down anytime soon, with analysts saying that 2022 will see equally strong fundraising activity. And joining me now with greater insight is RMB Ventures co-head Andrew Atkin. Thank you so much for your time, Andrew. Now, there really seems to be a lot of excitement when it comes to the private equity space in South Africa. Talk to me about the landscape of this space in South Africa and what's driving this growth.
Hi, Zanati, and hi to all your viewers. So I think, look, the private equity market has always been a very important source of capital for South Africa. And, you know, especially over the last few years, we've had a very tough listed market, and there have been a lot less options available than to corporates to raise money for any of their growth initiatives. So, you know, I think we see that the South African private equity markets remain reasonably healthy over this period, and we think they're great opportunities for growth over the next little while, and there's certainly the capital to fund this growth. You know, we sort of believe you have to empower your businesses to achieve their full potential, and, you know, PE firms typically have additional skills and capabilities where they also help people or help companies grow and execute on these growth opportunities.
All right. I mean, we see, you know, these delistings on the JSE and also now the JSE getting a private placements market. I mean, what are then the, you know, what are private equity firms offering where we are seeing a lack in the listed market?
So I think it's first and foremost this alternative source of capital. So if the listed markets typically which cater for slightly larger businesses, you know, where they don't, where the smaller businesses or mid-market businesses don't have access to capital, the private equity market can certainly step in there. I think the other role that private equity plays is very much on the sort of transformation space. We really think it's a key enabler of transformation in South Africa. You know, and I think ourselves and other PE firms in the past, and we continue to provide capital and critical sort of business skills to transform our economy. You know, I think by sharing not just capital but also skills and experience, you empower black investors to start and grow their own investment businesses. You know, I think it's often a challenge for institutions just to provide the capital, but when they partner with investors and you walk a journey together, you see the skills transfer, you create a much more sustainable transformation solution.
Mm. All right. Well, what are the international trends then playing out in the PE space in South Africa?
So, look, I think we're very mindful that the world has become a very small place, and especially as a result of technology, disruption to business models in South Africa have become a lot more of a risk, and I think we can't ignore that as a country. But I think at the same time, it brings opportunities. So, you know, technology is a very real opportunity for us to solve sort of African problems. And I'll give you an example of education. You know, education has become so much more accessible now because of technology, and we really can start to solve some of our own problems and the rest of the continent's problems by leveraging technology, and I think that's a very big international trend. I think, you know, finally, I think we what we're seeing more recently with the war in Ukraine is a real renewed interest for South Africa as an investment destination. And I think that sort of combined with the government starting to talk a lot more encouragingly about infrastructure spend, you know, really does potentially bode well for the next little while.
Mm. And that's the thing. Also, domestically, I mean, what are some of the trends that will be playing a role in attracting a private capital in the next few years?
So I think probably the recovery from COVID has definitely helped. So you see renewed investor, sort of much more positive investor sentiment. And, I mean, certainly we're more positive about SA because of that. I mentioned the one which is really the government, you know, talking a lot more positively about infrastructure spend. We just hope that they can that they implement those policy reforms sensibly. And then I think, you know, if we get that stuff right, I mean, we really do have an opportunity. We've got great entrepreneurial skills in our country. We've got the natural resources. We've got talented people. You know, we just need to find that recipe, and we need to execute on that. And I think a combination of those trends, plus those natural capabilities that we have as a country, I mean, really could create a great opportunity for all of us in the future.
Well, indeed, thank you very much for your insights, Andrew. That was Andrew Atkin from RMB Ventures.